we'll go on with the mantra practice and begin a practicing in relationship to a difficult person. Difficult situations with difficult people. Our habituated way is to react with aversion, maybe with anger, fear, impatience, maybe disappointment or a sadness, grief, depression, anxiety, maybe despair, maybe guilt. And in these reactions, we are actually perpetuating the suffering that's already present. We're perpetuating the suffering that the actions came out of, as well as maybe our own suffering. We react it again and again and again when our actions are born out of the mind, out of mind states of aversion. And so we harm others and we harm ourselves. The far enemy of metta, as we've already mentioned, the far enemies of metta are ill will, anger, fear, greed, jealousy. Sometimes with difficult people, our reaction is the thinking of that this will always be this way. This will never change. This person will never change. This situation will never change. We solidify both the person and the experience that's already happened as though it were static, solid. We identify ourselves in relationship to these reactions to difficult situations and difficult people. It may strengthen our sense of self as being a lonely person, a fearful person, an angry person. And with this process of practicing and cultivating the seeds of loving kindness within our own heart, in our own mind, we're moving towards letting go, relinquishing, letting go of the states of mind that keep us from an open heart, that keep us from the heart of unconditional kindness. I think that often with difficult people, when we're feeling anger in relationship to a difficult person, I think often what we're really angry at is the anger in the other person. And underneath that, being angry at the anger in the other person, may be fear underneath the anger in ourselves. Or we may be fearful of the fear in the other person. So the added on to what is already a difficult anger coming from someone else, and a fear to fear. And the other night, one of the Buddha's very powerful teachings is that hatred can never cease by hatred, but only by love. And this is a universal teaching. And so we'll begin with a difficult person. And I suggest in working with a difficult person and practicing with a difficult person, that this morning you don't pick the most difficult person in your life. Don't start with the most difficult person in your life. Pick someone who's a little bit difficult, someone who's kind of irritating, someone who kind of bothers you. That much difficult, not a lot of difficult. So we begin our metta practice with a difficult person wisely, with metta in relationship to ourself. We don't jump in head first, as I think I said in one group, into a swimming pool that doesn't have any water in it. That only will harm us. We want to be able to swim, so we jump in carefully so that we can swim in a pool that has water in it. And by this practice session, we'll begin by sending metta to a benefactor or to a dear friend or possibly to yourself, whatever is the easiest for you, whatever most easily opens the heart and brings a sense of connection and care. And so we'll spend a few moments this way, practicing with that being that is easy to care about, bringing to heart someone who is mildly difficult in your life. And if you're able to bring up a visual image of this person, you can do that. If visualizing is not easy, then don't struggle with that, bringing in a felt sense of the person as though they're here with you. Bringing to heart some good qualities of this person, or at least one good quality of this person. Or if that happens, then simply bring into your heart this person's wish to be happy, this person's wish to be at ease in their life, just as you also wish to be happy and at ease in your life. And spending just a few moments reflecting now, beginning with the phrases for this person, directing the metta energy through the phrases and using the same or similar phrases that you have used for yourself and for the other beings that you've been practicing with. if at any point it becomes too difficult, you can return to practicing with the benefactor or a dear friend or yourself until the mind opens, relaxes, and softens again. And then return, go back to the difficult person.